Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hey, Mazzy, so sorry. I'm trying to get used to this headset.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
I had you off of mute. I couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, that's fine.
Where did I leave off? Okay. Don't know exactly where I left off, but I know my last question. I was asking you, if you know off the top of my head, off the top of your head, can you think of two strong points you have?
Yes, resistance and leadership. Is that what you meant, or?
Of course.
No.
Those are really great points. Yeah, that's perfect. And as far as leadership goes, I think you are 100% correct. That goes a little back to what I had mentioned. You take it upon yourself to do things in the right way. You require very, very little help. And again, when you do need help, you reach out, you make sure things are done in the right way. So that is amazing. And it's something I think you can put into practice here as well when, you know, your attendance improves just a little bit. On top of being trained for retention 3, I want some of my agents to be promoted to escalations. Now, with you going to college full time, you know, I don't know if this is something you plan to stay with, but while you're here, I would like to get you into escalations.
This is the great thing about online school right now. You don't have a set specific time you have to go in. You just have due dates and assignments to turn in. So I'm doing online classes. So let's say you need me to come in the morning. I can come in on mornings. Like, there won't be an excuse such as I have to be in class because there's no in-person class. I'm doing online classes. So it's just that if I did more work, I wouldn't have time to do the assignments. That's the only thing. It's just time management, but
gotcha.
Any time of,
okay.
It's you get what I'm saying. You get it.
Of course. And, you know, any further training we give to you is not going to add more work per se onto what you do here. It would change how you assist the customers pretty much. So it wouldn't be too much more. And I definitely think you're good for it. Speaking of getting you there, what are 2 points you feel personally, and this is anything work related, not just for calls, that you need to work on?
Let me think, because it's something. I just got to think about it. Consistency.
That's a good one.
I say consistency because we all do it, but like if I'm having a bad day, people always say I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Like you can see when I'm having a bad day. You can hear it. It's visual. Like I can't hide that. I perform my performance. So like I'm trying to make it to where it doesn't matter what day I'm having. I just know that I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do. That's anywhere, at school, at work, anywhere. So, yeah.
I completely understand. I'm especially one of those people, whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling, even if it's not going to come out my mouth, you can see it written all over my face. And I get it, especially when you're having a tough day, and with you working from home as well. You know, that leaves you limited time to get outside of your home. You're doing your schoolwork from home, you're working from home, and all that can build up a little frustration. And trying to figure out how to assist, especially irate customers, while you're not in the best mood, it takes a bit of practice. But I think your tone, I have not heard you impatient or rude. I have not heard you come across unprofessional. You still pretty much keep your same, you got a really pleasant tone, happy to help. You're soft-spoken, which is good, especially with dealing with the customers. But I completely get that. What's one more point, you think?
I want to say, integrity. I can improve. I have integrity. I can just improve on it. If I'm not mistaken, I think integrity means where you're honest with yourself and everybody else.
It is. That's exactly what integrity is. How would you work on that job related?
These questions, Ashley.
I promise it's nothing that's a trick question. Every time my performance review was done, that's what was asked to me, and it took me a good minute to come up with something, but I promise there's an end game here.
I do really, really good with examples, so I'm going to try to say it as an example. So if I took a call and okay, I'm just going to use a bizarre explanation. Let's say that I have an accent, a British accent, but nobody knows because I'm talking in an American accent, so I start telling people that the way I talk is actually American and not British. I'm not being honest to them or myself because I talk in a British accent, not American. So it's like, why am I trying to lie to everybody and trying to convince myself that I talk American? And it goes for like if, for work, if I'm taking a call and it's like, is something usually upsets me, but I don't act like it upsets me. I try to like just play it off to the customer and convince myself it didn't upset me. I'm just ignoring the problem and not accepting that, okay, that upset me, so let's see why it upset me and see if I could do alternatives to not get upset by that.
Getting to basically the root of the problem, figuring out what kind of triggered that reaction and how you wouldn't be triggered the next time by that customer or a customer making the similar comment.
Yes, yes. Thank you for saying the rest of that.
You're so welcome. It's no problem. I, you know what? Those are amazing points to work on. That speaks a lot about your personal character as well. You know, you want to be as completely honest as possible and provide with, you know, really good, consistent work. Not something that's, you know, good here and then needs more work the next week, you know, and going up and down. I get it.
I'm going to go ahead and put in for a break after this call.
Oh, sure thing. And you'll go right, actually right now. I'm actually just finishing typing that last sentence. That was really the last thing I had to go over with you and ask. So what I'm going to do, this is a performance review. You know how you access the disciplinary system?
Yes.
Don't worry, it's not a write-up, I promise. But you have to log in the same way. I'm going to submit this as open just so when you get logged in, you'll see at the top right-hand corner, it'll say performance review. You can click up there and it'll have my name, same as a disciplinary. But you'll be able to open this, and I've just jotted down, besides what I've already sent you a screenshot on, I've jotted down your strong points, your 2 points you feel you need to work on and what you can do to improve that. So I'm just going to put it into the system, and it'll be waiting for you to sign.
Okay. I'll go ahead and sign it right now, actually.
Oh, okay. A minute to load, but you should be able to get logged in and view and sign that with no problem.
Okay.
Okay, were you able to get it signed yet?
No, I'm just not pulling up the system. I was having trouble finding it, but I just decided to go through, look at my schedule.
Gotcha. Yeah, that system is kind of finicky. It sometimes will load, sometimes doesn't.
What do I click on again when I come here?
On your agent overview and Internet Explorer, you can click on where it says pending write-ups. You'll get signed in. And once you're actually in the system, you'll look in the top, I believe it's the top right-hand corner. You're looking for performance reviews. Let me see if I can send you some screenshots.
Okay, I was trying to, you know how it just all comes up? I was trying to do that in Chrome instead of the Internet Explorer, so I just went to there and now I got it.
I don't know if it's able to be pulled in Chrome. It's possible.
put the corn dogs in?
Okay, so I'm where it says pending, I mean agent overview.
Mm-hmm. And that's on your Internet Explorer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see where it says pending write-ups?
Yes.
All right. Click on that light blue rectangle. Right next to there, it's going to ask you to sign in.
Okay, and that's my MCOP123@ASK.
The username is it's all lowercase. It's just MCOP, and the password. I know your first initial is capital. And try it 123. ASK.
No, it got me to a page that says, please contact IT support, because it's not loading. I think there's something wrong with my system.
Oh, did it pop up with, like, that little box and a guy sitting in a chair?
Yes.
Thing? Yes. It's not going to load. Let me see one thing. All right. All right. Well, I still see it. It submitted in the system. Go ahead and try to get into the system before the end of your shift. Try again to get in there and sign it. If that doesn't work, what are your off days?
Saturday and Sunday.
All right. So do me a favor, if you will, before the end of your shift, just try one more time. Go ahead and close everything out. I'll let you go so you can go ahead on to your break and whatnot. But just clear everything out. Try again. If it gives you the same issue, could you just send me a quick message saying, hey, it won't let me in? And
yes.
I can get that checked on for you.
Okay.
All right. But did you have any other questions, anything else we could go over?
No, ma'am.
All right, Masri. Well, if you haven't already, go ahead and put in your request, and I'll approve you for break, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, you enjoy your day, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of yours, too, Ashley.
Thanks. Bye.